Today, Russell is on the phone for a second date update, and he didn't give me much detail in the email that he sent in, but I'm guessing that he hooked up on the first date because all he said was his date only lasted a minute. So, congratulations, Russell. Sounds successful to me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is that really true?
Sounds like it is.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't literally like a minute. It was like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah,
they're not talking
about. That's what every man says, okay, afterwards.
Yeah,
you put
asking,
a timer on that thing, and that is not true.
He doesn't get it, though.
Yeah, they're asking if you actually hooked up on your first date.
Yes. No. So we made it as far as, like, sitting down for dinner, and then it was over.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, fully
closed. Sorry, I thought it was more clear on that very easy joke there, Russell, but yeah. I guess not. Before we get into your actual date, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Tanya.
Tanya. Ooh,
you said it like that, like you still like her a lot. I mean, obviously, you're calling us. Where did you meet Tanya?
The jewelry part of the department store.
What?
I needed to buy a new watch because I was late for work a lot.
And so you needed a watch.
I've been late like 5 times. It's kind of embarrassing. But so I needed a watch, and I was browsing at the mall, and I went into this place. And as soon as I walked in, Tanya, like, I saw her out of the corner of my eye, and I looked over, and she smiled at me.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You're getting flustered.
Anyway, I'm looking at, like, trying to find the cheapest watches, and I never go into a place like that, so I'm kind of clueless.
They were all expensive? There wasn't a cheap section for you?
I ended up going through a whole routine with her, so I found the cheap section, and then she walked me to the expensive section. And
of course, like a good salesperson.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like that, honestly. It felt like she really, I don't know, sometimes you feel like a person just sees you.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to say.
So she was a good salesperson.
Like genuine.
She confused you into thinking that she actually cared about you, not just selling you a product.
Or you guys, they went on a date. She obviously cared about him, like, right?
Like, go on a date.
Did you ask her out?
Yeah, I did ask her out. I ended up buying like a $400 watch.
Whoa!
Oh, damn.
Just to impress her?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, just to impress her. I didn't need it, and she wasn't pushing it on me. I just bought it.
Is it a chain department store so you could take it back at another location?
I could. I haven't worn it yet, actually. I have worn it, actually, but that's later.
Okay. That's later. Oh, we're gonna get into where you've worn the watch to later, huh?
Yeah. So she's ringing me up, and she said, okay, thanks, and just like, kept looking at me like there was more to say, and so I just asked her out.
Good for you! I mean, it sounds like that's not something you normally do.
Yeah, it sounds pretty
cool. Not really, no. She was just so nice.
Okay, and obviously she said yes, so...
She did, she said yes.
What'd you guys do on your date?
We met for dinner, and I got there a little earlier than her, so I put in the reservation, and then she came into the lobby, and we had a nice little quick hug, and then we walked to the table, and we sit down, and as she sits down, she, like, rips this huge fart.
Oh, no.
I did not
on purpose?
It was clearly not on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah, what woman is going to do that on purpose first date?
Maybe she's a jokester, you know?
No.
Was she mortified?
She was mortified. It totally announced our arrival to the whole restaurant.
Oh, my God, that loud?
That was that bad, huh?
Dang.
Oh, it was everybody turned and looked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I feel embarrassed just hearing this story.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Is that why she left? You said she left right away.
She used herself to the bathroom right away. Okay. Before I even had a chance to say anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you call attention to it?
I didn't. Well, I mean, I laughed just impulsively.
Oh, you did?
No!
Because I didn't think it was going to make her run away screaming. But in retrospect, it was clearly kind of a mortifying moment.
Yeah. Right.
How is that in retrospect? That should be, like, very clear in the moment. If you're farting when you're sitting down and the restaurant turns and stares at you.
To be fair, when somebody farts, you laugh. That's just kind of the first thing that happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does just kind of happen.
But you should have claimed it yourself to say
I know, but
I didn't think it was a big deal. Anyway, she clearly did.
Okay, yeah. So
she went to the bathroom, and I'm waiting, and she just never comes back.
Oh, poor girl.
I eventually ask the waitress if she'll go into the ladies' room and check for her. And so she went and checked, and she wasn't there. And I never ordered dinner, and I just left, and I felt like an idiot.
Oh, that's
all
so,
right. So
sad.
A bad fart killed your date.
Oh, man.
Why haven't you gone back to the department store to check on her? or not check on her, I guess, ask her out again and tell her everything's like, are you okay? That sounded really unhealthy.
No. I've gone back, and a couple times she wasn't working, and then there were a couple times where she was working, and she was busy with customers. And I was like, one time I like hid behind a rack of clothes. And
that's weird.
Anyway, I didn't know what to say. What am I supposed to do? Go up to her and be like, hey, it's okay that you farted?
Yes. Yes, yeah, that's exactly what you should say. Absolutely.
Loudly in front of everybody.
You've got to address the elephant in the room, right?
Well, because what am I supposed to do? Just like in front of all the other customers say that? Or...
No, you ask her like, hey, do you have a second to talk? And you guys walk off the sales floor somewhere else.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But it was just, I don't know. Maybe I was embarrassed myself. And I don't know. It kind of took a lot just to even ask her out in the first place. I just hope she doesn't feel like mad at me because I laughed or.
Yeah. She might. Maybe that's why she's not calling you back. All right, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Great, thanks.
Yep, hang on.